Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, May 15th, 2018. We are here for the legal counsel update in the BCC conference room. And Commissioner Hare is attending by phone. Commissioner Morgan's present. Commissioner DeYoung is unavailable. And currently we have Rob Brandis with Public Works. It's going to start us off with an update of the Merlin Sidewalk project.
Not legal, but I'll give you an update. So we are 6 working days and the 7th working day into the project. Phenomenal progress is being made. Copeland, to orient you geographically, is working on what would be the northeast leg of the project. And so the map you've got in front of him, you kind of have it color-coded there. So the red sections will be under construction, which is going to either mean that they've been cleared and grubbed with the subgrade put down or even up to having forms there. The yellow sidewalk in place has been poured, and then those will turn to green once the sidewalk is cured and or any other conflicts are resolved, whether that be transition pavement or things like that. And just talking to Neil about a half hour ago, everything on there that you see red will likely be yellow by the end of the day, if not early tomorrow. So putting those three sections together, my very rough math says that's probably 2,100 feet that are already in. They're really hauling out there.
Hold that thought for a second.
Yep.
Simon, to tell you what we're seeing on paper, the north side of the road, which is the same side as Little Pantry, everything from Merlin Sanitarium Road, this cutoff at Merlin Avenue, all the way to Pleasant Valley Road behind Little Pantry is sidewalk in or will be by the end of the day.
Sounds great. You following along? That's perfect.
Just a little quick updates on in the field. So we, you know, as projects like these, you end up with conflicts in the field where you try, you know, either run into utilities or, you know, a bollard left over in a parking lot from back in the day. Little Pantry and OTT have been the big two we've been working with so far. They're both thrilled with what's going on. I also met with Victoria at Victoria's Station about her ongoing drainage concerns. And what we've determined is the bulk of the storm drain is perfectly clear. It exits into the back of her property, and there was probably a scratch ditch there years and years ago, back when this road was put in by ODOT, actually realigned in 1969. So at this point, we don't have access to get back there, but we'll work on a drainage easement to go back there and figure out some kind of a horse trade. Going by purely the letter of the law, we could say, hey, all the road's doing is conveying water from one side to the other beyond the right-of-way. It's their problem with that. We want to do what we can to help alleviate that. This project will actually slightly reduce the amount of water coming into her parking lot because the way the sidewalk is tilted, it'll super it back away to the south from her property. But there's a cross culvert that kind of goes just to the east of her through the front of Ferguson's parking lot. So where that daylights, we'll work with Victoria and see if we can't get something taken out back further down heading into the creek. One more item of note. We talked with Bill Ferguson out there at Ferguson Fabrication about potentially building some bike racks for the project because we do have a bit of money left under it. He was very excited to do that. He's going to come up with some conceptual drawings, and we've got four folks here that are potentially interested in doing that. So my offer to them would be we will buy them for you and put them in. You just provide us with a spot on your private property to put them in and tell us where you want them. So
nice.
Just kind of a nice way to tie it in. Julie's been working on it as well. She's going to try and work in some of her conceptual drawings that they've been working on out there with her group. So all in all, real happy with the progress. Copeland is jamming along as I knew they would, and they'll be back at it tomorrow again.
Any questions, Commissioner Hare?
Nope, sounds great.
So going forward, does this format work? Is this as useful as anything for at least for the board? Trust me, Simon looks great. It's red, yellow, green. Is this a format that's usable for you, Lily?
I think so.
Okay.
It's very clear and easy to follow.
Okay. And we can post this online as well, if that makes sense. There was some discussion about doing some update videos, which I'm happy to do. Whether that was a matter of kind of reciting what I've done here, we could get some on-site ones out there on the project itself if people want to see some updates on the ground. But I suspect most of the folks that are most interested probably drive it every day or close to every day. But I am open to the board's pleasure on that.
Okay, I think the only thing. Go ahead.
I like the video idea. I mean, that's kind of, you know, able to get anybody and everybody, and just goes the extra measure. You know, people can't say that we didn't provide as much as an update as possible.
Sure. So, Commissioner, my thought would be maybe something along the lines of when there are significant milestones with the project. I'm thinking a weekly video might be overkill, but when we get to a point to say everything between Pleasant Valley and Merlin Sanitarium is done and locked down kind of a thing, or every 2 or 3 weeks to say, hey, X percentage of this has been done. I'm just afraid that there could be weeks where it's, hey, they put in 1,200 linear feet of forms and they resolve a utility conflict. So you want me to wait for some kind of high water marks to say, here's where we're at.
But it might be able to say what's next as well.
Right.
So we're
right
here, the next portion is going to be this portion. So these are the businesses that would be affected, or this is the area that would be affected.
Right.
So not just completions, but what's coming.
Sure. Although a lot of the upcoming businesses is already happening in the field. That's, I mean, as we hop ahead, you know, we're talking with them to say, hey, they're going to be down in your area in the next 10 days kind of a mm-hmm. thing. So there's a lot of staging that goes on. But, yeah, we can work that into a video, too.
That video is so the community as a whole has the opportunity to hear. And so
right.
as you guys are individually talking to the businesses, other people kind of getting that heads up. We found with the Merlin parade, even though signs were up, it really, a lot of people still missed the messaging. And so how do we, you know, mm-hmm. make sure the messaging is out there?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This, the one thing about this map, it is very light as far as the stuff yet to be done, as far as seeing it. The stuff on the south side of the street and past Pleasant Valley. And I know that'll start being color-coded as we get to them, but mm-hmm. there's no color code on what hasn't been done. So.
We left it intentionally blank because effectively these are shape files, so everywhere sidewalks going has to be either red, yellow, green, or clear, or a color. I guess I could put like a black in there that means to be done, or a blue that means to be done, but the presumption just being everywhere on that route is going to have sidewalk both sides. But whatever you think is easiest to digest.
One of the questions I heard Commissioner Hare ask last week was just the... what elements had changed, and from this I can't see it in this one, just because it's small enough I can't read it, but that might be something that the color coding would show, because I know one of them you said we took out the bump outs here but we kept them here, it'd be easier to see.
The only real project changes, as we talked about from a bigger scale, would be the change of the bump out in front of Baldini's, the addition of the parking lot to the east of the auto repair shop there. There's a multitude of small changes that go on throughout the day as we, you know, we've changed the sidewalk width slightly in places to try and accommodate a few extra parking lots. So we're going to get into the minutia there, but we could work on something to kind of show what the previous and current version looks like.
I don't know. I'll just think on it.
Okay.
So thank you.
So same time next week at this point. Okay. Sounds good.
All right, up next is legal counsel's codification project.
I invite Pat Ellison to provide the latest up to the minute.
I just wanted to update you that more work has been done, but we're still not quite there yet. It's very tedious, and I'm hopeful within the next 2 weeks to finish our portion of it and get it back up to code, publish it.
Okay. Next up is a personal services agreement with Jamison Group, LLC.
Indeed. And so, Commissioner Hare, did you want me to go over the agreement here, or did you have a few comments? This is the Cy Jamison contract.
I think the board is familiar with it, so go ahead.
Okay. Very good. So the contract is with a lobby firm, the Jamison Group, LLC. Principal there is apparently a pretty long-term lobbyist named Cy Jamison. I've had a few conversations with him during the course of arranging his contract. He seems to be on the ball. Of course, the purpose is to arrange legislation that would arrange for transfer of various parcels of BLM property to the county. The contract is for initially an amount of $15,000, and then in the event that the legislation passes, the county would continue to enlist the Jamison Group LLC for 150 additional days to oversee the rulemaking process, which would total $20,000 of
additional 20 or total 20?
Sorry, additional 5.
Thank you.
So $15,000 plus 5 if the legislation actually passes. And the term of the contract, as is stated in paragraph 1, is shall continue until December 31st or passage of the legislation. And if it passes, then it tacks on another 150 days to oversee the rulemaking process. So contract has been signed and is in effect. And I guess I'm open to questions if there are any at this point.
What do they think the time frame would be for getting it done?
Commissioner Harrity, I haven't talked to Mr. Jamison about that. Commissioner Harrity, do you have any insight about what the time frame is?
Yeah, sometime, hopefully, this summer is ideal, before the November election. So, because they'll be fairly lame duck at that point. And so, there will be stuff that happens after the August recess, but ideally before then. So it could be soon. Goal by the end of the year, but sooner the better. We're hoping to get him the final draft, the final map, which is how the legislation is going to be drafted, this week. So Sarah and I met last Friday to work on those, and they're pretty much finalized, and we can present those to the board probably next week when Commissioner DeYoung and they're final, and have you guys just, you know, sign off and make sure that you're on board with everything, and then we'll send them off to Cy, and it'll get underway.
Okay. Sounds good.
That covers it for me as well.
So next item on the agenda is matters for commissioners. Commissioner Harrity, do you have anything?
Not today.
Okay, the only thing I would have is that the Emergency Services Manager the interagency agreement, went to City. City had a couple edits that they looked minutia to me, and Leah confirmed that they're good. So it is going to be on the agenda Thursday morning admin meeting. So I just wanted to give a heads up for Commissioner Hare, because I know we emailed you, but there's also going to be a limited packet. There was just one paragraph that the city edited briefly, and I think that's in the packet. So as far as just a heads up, that's coming on Thursday.
That's great. Really great to hear.
So, all right. So seeing no other matters from commissioners, we are going to be going into executive session. Approved representatives from the news media and designated staff shall be allowed to attend the executive session. All other members of the audience are asked to leave the room. Approved representatives of the news media are specifically directed not to report on or otherwise disclose any of the deliberations or anything said about these subjects during the executive session, except to state the general subject of the session as previously announced. No decision may be made in executive session. At the end of the executive session, we will return to open session and welcome the audience back into the room. The items on the executive session are Josephine County versus Apple Jam Music Festival, case number 18CV18786 under ORS 192-66028, and Josephine County versus Wisenhunt and Borland, case number 18CV19174, also under ORS 192-66028. Josephine County v. Good et al., case number 18CV1912, ORS 192-66028. And an update on collective bargaining, which is ORS 192-6602D. So at 2:13, we will be turning off the recorder. Okay, it is 2:29. We are back in open session. And for the items discussed, with the Apple Jam Music, is that there's a temporary restraining order in process, and we're following the procedure with an update with the hearing tomorrow that we're moving forward on. Both the Wisenhunt and Good
status updates
were given, and we're continuing on that course. Thank you. And then with collective bargaining, we'll continue to a discussion on another day. So then we have matters from Commissioner again. Commissioner Herrer, is there anything further?
Sounds good.
Okay, I don't have anything either, so seeing nothing further, we will be adjourned at 2:30 p.m.